Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we dissect and look ahead to what the Philadelphia Eagles have been, what they are, and what they will be moving forward the rest of this season. And look, a lot of talk on WIP about Nick Sirianni, his job status. I'm not the biggest Sirianni fan. I would have moved on last year. I'd move on now. But they have bigger issues than just the head coach. You could change the head coach. The question that we have to have on our mind now is, do the Eagles have a quarterback problem? Do they have an issue with the quarterback that is going to change the trajectory of the franchise moving forward? Again, they could get another head coach tomorrow, next week, next year. But it's very likely Jalen Hurts will be this team's quarterback next season. It's a $107 million cap hit to move off of Jalen Hurts in a release after this season. I imagine Hurts will be here next year. Now, will he have competition? He certainly could if he plays this way the rest of the season. Will they draft someone? Certainly could. His hold on the quarterback position, if he continues to play like this, is not strong. But I do think it's in the Eagles' best interest to fix and resurrect Jalen Hurts before they have to go to the next, you know, options, the way we did with Carson Wentz when Hurts arrived in the first place. And as I look at Jalen Hurts, it's pretty clear to me the Eagles have a quarterback issue. They have a quarterback problem, not because he's a bad player, but because he's not a good enough player. Because right now, for whatever reason, he's not establishing and showing enough. What he was 2 years ago has deteriorated. I believe that. And you guys know I've been a fan of Jalen Hurts, and I wanted him on the field, you know, back in 2020 when he was a young player. And I was excited in 2021 to watch him develop. And in 2021 into 22, the offseason, I wanted no part of Aaron Rodgers. I wanted no part of Deshaun Watson. I wanted no part of Russell Wilson. I wanted Jalen Hurts to be the guy. But he doesn't look to me, from a lot of perspectives, like the guy he was in 21, 22 anymore. That guy, I don't know where he is. I don't know if it's a physical thing or not, but he has deteriorated. Let's look at some of the numbers, and then I'll tell you what my eyes are telling me. Numbers so far this year. Let's put things into context. 4 weeks in the NFL in the books. Jalen Hurts' yards per attempt is 22nd in the NFL. Jalen Hurts' adjusted net yards per attempt is 26th. Jalen Hurts' completion percentage, despite being 68.2, that ranks middle of the pack, 16th in the NFL. It is a new NFL now. It is a new world. As every team drops the two safeties back and it's, you know, give up the underneath stuff, completion percentage is being canceled out. Yeah, everyone throws for 70% now. That's the new norm. That's the new 65. So if you're 60, you know, everyone throws, let's say, for 68 or above. That's middle of the pack. You have Jaden Daniels, his first four games in the NFL is over 80. Geno Smith in the high 70s. If you're not around or in the 70s, you're pretty inaccurate. So 68.2, if you had told, you know, someone that 4 years ago when Jalen Hurts debuted in 2020 and was in the 50s for his completion percentage, they would have said, come on now. 68.2, he gets there, he's an MVP. Well, he's not, because the league right now is at 70-something. So 68.2, completion percentage, that's 16th in the NFL. Passer rating is 21st. He has taken the sixth most sacks. He has the most turnover-worthy plays in the National Football League. It's not good enough. I mean, it's not good enough any way you slice the cake. It's been two poor games. I thought the Green Bay game and Tampa Bay game were poor. I thought the Atlanta game was good until the pick at the end. You know, solid to good till the pick at the end. And then the New Orleans game was ugly and then rectified by a big fourth quarter, kind of the inverse of the Atlanta game. And I'm looking at a player right now. The numbers are there. The numbers last year weren't good. The numbers of 2021, although we graded him on a curve, you know, we're only okay. The one great year in 2022 stands out. He looked like the second best player in the sport. The Eagles got to the Super Bowl. He went toe-to-toe with Mahomes. He did everything. It was a brilliant, brilliant season by Jalen Hurts. But the NFL is littered with quarterbacks who have one brilliant season and then can't replicate that again. And the more we watch Jalen Hurts, my concern is that we have our version of what the Panthers had with Cam Newton in his day, which is a talented young quarterback that puts it together for one special season and is never able to replicate that again. And it's the constant hope that the guy he was can be the guy, you know, he is. I'm looking at Cam Newton right now. Okay, he had three double-digit win seasons. He had one great season in 2015 when the Carolina Panthers represented the NFC in the Super Bowl. Cam Newton won the MVP. He went 15-1. He led the league in touchdown percentage. He had a 99.4 passer rating. He had a 61.4 QBR. He was all pro at the quarterback position. He was the MVP. He was the offensive player of the year. That season, he threw for 35 touchdowns. And I'll try to find his rushing here because I'm sure he ran for a bunch where he ran for 10 touchdowns. He had 45 touchdowns that season, and he was the MVP of the league. And his passer rating really sticks out to me because that was the outlier in his career. Cam Newton, you know, passer rating in 2015 was 99.4. Let me give you all the other years of his career. 84.5, 86.2, 88.8, 82.1, 75.8, 80.7, 94.2, 71, 82.9, 64.4 in his final stop when he went back to Carolina for like a couple games when they needed a body in 2021, a career passer rating of 85.2. Now let's look at Jalen Hurts and how similar it seems to be here. Okay, this is his fifth year in the NFL. His passer rating by year, 77.6, 87.2, 101.5. You know what year that is. 89.1, and this year it's 85.7. The one great year, and he couldn't replicate that again. I'm not writing Jalen Hurts off at the age of 26 years old, but it's obvious that we're dealing with that kind of career. I was hoping when Jalen Hurts emerged and became a star that he could transition into a Russell Wilson type of career where he marries the legs and the arm and the mobility and the instincts into a long run of success. You know, it's easy to laugh at Russell Wilson now, backup quarterback on the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Russell Wilson had a heck of a run even post those first couple of years because there are similarities between Wilson and Hurts in that they arrived on loaded teams. Pretty quickly, they started winning. It was a conflict both internal in the city he played in and external, maybe even in the locker room, internal, external, on how much credit the quarterback there deserved between the coach, the defense, the run game, Marshawn Lynch, and the quarterback. How much was really Russell Wilson? We did the same thing here with Jalen Hurts in 2022 with people nationally saying, well, anyone could play quarterback there. It was the same thing for Russell Wilson. But Russell got better as the team slowly deteriorated around Russell Wilson, specifically their defense. He kept them afloat. He was a legitimate top 5 to 6 quarterback for years and years until he deteriorated, you know, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when they started to decline. But they had a run from, you know, early in his career. We could debate all day how much credit he deserved, but he was a high level player on a super loaded roster, kind of like 2022 Eagles. And then as the years went on, the team deteriorated. Like, this team is deteriorating around Jalen Hurts, not quite as loaded as it was a couple years ago. But Russell had a run, let's say 2014 to 2019, even in 2020, I guess, you could kind of encapsulate 7-8 year run, where he was a high-level quarterback, a really high-level quarterback. And they won 10 or 11 games every year just because they had him, even though everything else around him wasn't great. Now, they didn't win the Super Bowl. They did make it back to another title game. They didn't win the Super Bowl. Excuse me, they didn't make it to a title game post the back-to-back Super Bowl appearances. I misspoke on that one. But they made back-to-back Super Bowls. They won a Super Bowl, and they were a playoff team for those years moving forward. You know, first round, second round, but they were a playoff team. And I was hoping Jalen could be that. High-level, top five, top six quarterback. Even if he wasn't winning the Super Bowl, they were in contention every year. And then with Howie here, who I think is better than John Schneider in Seattle, you know, they'd be able to put together the right pieces and begin get one with Jalen Hurts. The issue is it's becoming more like Cam Newton in his career. And I'm watching a player right now in Jalen Hurts that has very limited pocket awareness. You know, that sack on Sunday when he got strip sacked, when he lost the football, that's pocket awareness. Tom Brady's pointing it out. Ron Jaworski's pointing it out. You have to have a clock in your head. You have to have an understanding that if you stay in that pocket, once you avoid a defender, they're coming back for that football. And he didn't have that awareness. And I keep coming back to this because I'm looking at all the boxes I used to check for Jalen Hurts, and I'm not checking anymore. He still is poised, but his pocket awareness and his pocket ability have not grown to the level they need to at this stage of his career. And I keep going back to this. Jalen Hurts' mobility is not what it was a few years ago. You could tell me it is. You could pretend it is. It's not. Go watch the highlights. You know, I was there in 2021 when the Eagles played the Chargers, and Jalen Hurts was able to outrun defenders for the corner to get a first down and flip over and get a first down. I was there for that. Incredible run. He's not that athlete anymore. Same year, a few weeks later, against the Saints here in Philadelphia when he put his knee in the ground, cut back, and boom, went for a touchdown. He's not that same runner anymore. And I think deep down, Jalen Hurts knows this. He had a nice game against the Falcons running the football, but that is not really what it's been for the most part so far this season. That's not who he is as a runner. I'm going to look up right now Jalen Hurts' rushing stats so far this season. Just paint the picture of where we're at with him as a rusher so far this season. So Jalen Hurts, year by year, 2020, 5.6 yards per attempt. 2021, 5.6 yards per attempt. That was the year I was referencing, 52.3 yards per game. Last year, 4.6 yards per attempt. This 2 years ago, Super Bowl season, 4.6 yards per attempt. Last year, 3.9. And we are currently at 3.9 again. And his success rate running the football is the lowest of his career, just 50%. He's a diminished runner compared to where he used to be. And I believe he knows that. I believe deep down, Jalen Hurts knows he can't get past the second level of defenders as quickly as he used to. So he stays in the pocket an extra second. He tries to justify being a quarterback first, you know, a thrower first, runner second. And when you couple that with maybe a little bit of, you know, the awareness of the pocket is where it needs to be, these are where the turnovers are happening. He's a tick slow. He's not running because he knows physically he can't run as well as anymore. He's staying in there trying to make a play, and he's either throwing it too slow or, you know, the progression isn't as quickly to get the ball out, or it's getting strip sacked. It's happening over and over again. We're watching. This is where I believe a physical deterioration, even slight, is leading to more turnovers. Same thing happened with Carson Wentz post-surgery, post-knee. He wasn't the same athlete, and it forced him to be more of a quarterback, and he wasn't polished enough there, and it all unraveled. It all unraveled, you know, game by game. And we're watching something similar here with Jalen Hurts. So his pocket awareness is not where it needs to be. His mobility isn't quite as good. He's never been great throwing on the run. I mean, you saw the other game against Tampa Bay, first drive, where he gets flushed right. Fred Johnson got beat up all day, 11 pressures allowed. And Jalen Hurts flushes right. He's got Saquon running up the field alone. And the reality is he's got to make that throw. It's not an easy throw on the run. If Saquon is going up the sideline. But it's a throw the best quarterbacks in the league make. Kyler Murray makes the throw. You know, Brock Purdy makes the throw. Josh Allen obviously makes the throw. He did it on Sunday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes makes the throw. You know, I think at this point, Jaden Daniels makes the throw. I mean, these are the throws you got to make. Those are shot plays you can't leave on the field in a game where you're down your best weapons anyway. I mean, that's a chance for an easy touchdown to start the game. I mean, he's wide open, Saquon Barkley. He goes the distance. And the last point on what I'm seeing with my eyes is that he doesn't see things quickly enough. Dan Orlovsky of ESPN yesterday, not on ESPN, just on his own, you know, social account, put out a video, said he watched the Eagles tape and he gave some observations and he criticized how they're giving enough effort for the head coach and the effort, you know, for the coaching staff. Maybe it's not where it needs to be. But he also said it feels like the team plays in slow motion, specifically the offense, and he was referencing the quarterback, slow motion. The NFL's too fast, too quick. You go back to week one of the season where McKinney came over and got the interception where Hurst tries to take the chance in the middle of the field to Devontae Smith. If you're slow, even by a half a second, these guys are too good. You have to be so far ahead in terms of your decision-making and seeing the field. Jared Goff was like that last night, Monday Night Football. Boom, boom, boom. See it, throw it. See it, throw it. Jalen's not there right now. So the Eagles do have a quarterback problem. They have a short-term and a long-term quarterback problem that they have to rectify. Can Kellen Moore the rest of this season help Jalen Hurts progress? Because right now I'm watching a middle-of-the-pack quarterback. I'm watching a quarterback that, you know, we could divide all the metrics up. I gave you a bunch where he's 20-something or towards the bottom. You could throw at me, you know, passing yards is probably near top 10. You could throw at me, QBR is probably top 11. And we could debate all this. But the bottom line is, however you have him, however I have him, the truth probably somewhere towards the middle. And he's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback right now that makes a lot of money. I believe we are in, if we're on a Carson Wentz watch timeline, this reminds me of the 2019 Eagles season. Not 20, not yet. I'm not there yet. But it reminds me of 2019 where there were a lot of issues, but the quarterback was becoming a bigger one. And they rallied at the end, and everyone convinced themselves the quarterback wasn't an issue, and then we went to the next year, and it became a disaster. We'll see where Hurts goes. He can stop this. He could change this. The coaching staff could help him. but we're heading down that path. This reminds me of the 2019 Eagles, where the cracks in the foundation of Wentz were obvious to anyone with eyes. Anyone. The Eagles ignored it. Well, they didn't really because they drafted Jalen Hurts. We ignored it. As a city, as a fan base, we wanted to ignore it. We're not doing it as much with Jalen. I think we're hypersensitive after the Wentz thing. It's there. But the Eagles and Hurts are going to have to – this comes to a fork in the road. You can't play like this at the salary and everyone be happy with that. You can't. So Jalen's either going to get better, he's going to get worse, he's going to stay the same. Either way, if this path continues, I expect next season there to be another – I expect by next season us to have a legitimate discussion on competition. Whether that is Kenny Pickett, who's here already, maybe he gets to play later this season, maybe it's a draft pick. Just like in 2020, Hurts was hovering. That will happen to Hurts next year if he doesn't figure this out now. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. And, of course, our 94 WIP YouTube page. Check it out there. We'll talk soon. Thanks so much for listening.